every year we choose one student to represent the graduating class and honor them with our departmental honor. We can only choose one, and it's based on their academic achievement and, most importantly, their community service. The way that they have enacted the field of Latino studies in their lives. And this year, we honor Brenda Montaño.
So que viva la mujer. I don't remember the day I decided I would go to college right after high school. I was well aware that attending a university isn't common in the community I come from, and that my decision to move 400 miles from everything and everyone I knew is out of the ordinary. I did it for the adventure. And because I knew that disrupting the typical order of society is the only catalyst for change. Little did I know that 2008 was the worst possible time to attend a university. The economy supposedly failed, and thousands of families were left without homes. Students, semester after semester, had to reach deeper into their and the government's pockets to afford double-digit percent increases in tuition. Today, things are not that much better. Since 1987, it's been calculated that higher ed expenses in this country have gone up 450%, while personal income has only gone up 87%. Our own tuition at SF State rose over 70% in 5 years. We, class of 2014, have accomplished the highest student debt ever recorded in history. I knew and know that this was and is not right. As a student organizer, first with Occupy SFSU and always with Mecha de San Pancho, I tried to uncover the reasons behind these heinous acts and what needed to be done to stop it. We tried many things, but it didn't stop. I questioned the apathy of the other 20,000 plus students. How could you not care? But as my mind developed with the continuation of time, I learned that fighting for justice is as diverse as the human species. And I thank the RASA department, my professors, classmates, community partnerships for blessing me with this humbling knowledge. As my comadres have spoken on, the lessons learned while at SF State on sociopolitical inequity are plentiful. But I think one of the most important lessons was said by my hermana Veronica in our community organizing class with Guri. She said, "I'm decolonizing myself." Decolonization is deconstructing systems of thought and the manner in which they frame our Chicana, Latina, blank, hyphen, American, Hispanic, Indigena, Mestiza story and identity. Decolonization is understanding that knowledge is power, not confined but equally distributed, and occurring both in and out the academic realm. It is breaking away from consumerism and individualism and remembering our relationship with the earth, our spirit, and time, not as a linear process, but as a never-ending cycle. What imprints are you making on the earth as you continue to walk along the path you are currently on? Brothers and sisters, this moment is not simply an exit from an institution. It is an act of ceremony. We each began this journey in various places of the world at different points of time. We each have had to battle against the many forces that exist, which aim to disarm us of our weapons of creative rebellion. Our presence here together is proof that we are not a defeated people. We are not a broken people, but we are a responsible people. Responsible for the well-being of this earth and for ensuring that places of knowledge remain and become more accessible para la raza and all generations that will follow. We must carry this responsibility like the gift that it is and not as a heavy burden on our shoulders. Look at your hands and see in them all they are capable of. See how they shape the future as educators and artists organizers, doctors, scientists, lawyers, and politicians. Your mind, too, is brilliant. Your ideas are of absolute necessity, but do not hoard them. Not only will they overwhelm you, but trapped inside your head, their growth will be stunted, like a sprouted seed in a pot too small for its grandeur. In order for you to grow in relationship to your ideas, you must plant yourself in the earth, alongside your community, your roots, and watch as the fruits of your collective labor are born into reality. As I wrote this piece, I closed my eyes and I saw 100 faces. I saw your smiles, tears, and frowns. I heard your songs, critiques, and laughter. I saw you, compas and homegirls, in my classes, in organizing spaces, at parties, and on the muni. I saw you, profesoras y professors, inviting me to discover a different part of myself. I saw you, my roots, my best friends from elementary, my first primas to leave our family nest. I see you and I thank you. Congratulations, everyone.